Lexington, Kentucky, with 50 degrees sunshine, blue skies, and a beautiful 420 afternoon. Brad Taylor, beer man, dead air Dennis from the LM Communication Studios for week 13. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. Brad, your hand is raised.
You know that what we did before this is all going to stay in the show.
Why would you do that?
Because I'm just me.
Well, that's just dumb because listeners are here to hear what we have to say about football games.
I need to throw in my catchphrase here. Hey, buddies.
Hey, buddies.
Hey,
beer man. How did we do last week?
We did not do well.
Should we even talk about this?
But? Well, we always do. You know, we're open. We're transparent. We're not afraid to be like, hey, we had a bad week. The favorites were huge this week. Brad Taylor. Well, first off, the early games, I usually give y'all an update. It was bad.
It was bad.
It was really bad. We had a nice rebound in the afternoon and evening games. Brad finished 8-8 on the week.
Juice me.
Dennis finished 6-10 on the week, and I split the difference. I was 7-9 on the week.
I have been so bad this year. Please, everyone, fade my picks. Do not take a word that I say seriously.
Always have, always will.
Mm-hmm. And I have not read Brad's book.
Well, that's his problem. See, now, if you had just been reading the book...
I baited him, and did you see him fall for it? Did you see him fall
Side
for that?
Side Hustle, available at Amazon.
Now, wait a minute. He said he did not read the book. In my defense, I have not read the book. I have at least purchased the book.
That is true.
That's why
your Christmas gift will be $20 more in value than your Christmas gift.
I did suggest that Dennis just give you $10 and say, hey, look, I'm not going to buy the book, but here's the profit you would have made.
Yeah.
Well, let's pay up then. Can I have my $10?
That hand is always out, I'm telling you.
Where's my 10 bucks?
The people you see on the side of the exits and the intersections around town asking for money with their cardboard signs have nothing on this guy.
He did buy the pizza today.
Thank you. Again?
Exactly.
I tried.
See, you guys paint me to be the bad guy. You guys think, oh, Brad's a jerk.
I'm not painting anything.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. You guys think Brad's all this bad
I was
guy.
Getting ready to say again. That's very sweet of you.
Well,
thank you.
It is nice of me. So but I don't go around announcing it. Hey, look at me. I did this. Now, see, when you do nice things.
I'm not going around painting either.
Well, I know you're not. But I'm just saying, when you do things for people, you don't go around announcing it. You just do it, and then all the good things will come back to you. Unless your name is Skip Elliott from Kiss 96.9. And then bad things just follow you around all the time. And he wants to chime in. Skip Elliott.
Why are you dropping my name?
That's a good question. Yeah. I don't know why I'm dropping your name because you are, yes, someone who does not do this show any good. Do you have, you're Miami Dolphins. Are you a big fan?
Oh, yeah. There's the first preseason game.
You were?
1967, yeah.
Oh.
And do they cover this weekend? That's all we care about.
I hope so.
You hope so?
Are you gambling? Are you gambling on the games?
I haven't done that yet, but I do have $10 in one of the billion of new things that are out to bet on. So yeah. Okay. There's one bet sitting out there somewhere.
On this week's game?
I haven't bet anything yet on anybody.
Miami and Washington this week.
3 weeks.
Washington's terrible.
That's called restraint, fellas. Restraint.
That's called money line. That's called a money line safety bet right
Let's
there.
Let's get to the games.
There you go.
Here we go. Week 13 in NFL.
Run poor Skip out of here.
Thursday Night Live.
Okay, Thursday night. Are we getting to this? Are you ready over there?
I'm ready.
Seattle Seahawks, Geno Smith. Now just 8.5-point road dogs. This line has changed since this afternoon. I guess the Cowboys and Dak Prescott, since the beer man came in the middle, he'll go first in this one today.
I hate this one because Dallas has been absolutely dominating at home. I almost feel like this line is too big. There was a bunch of favorites last week, but you know what? Short week, I'm going to go with Seattle to cover. I still think Dallas wins this game. They haven't beat a team better than 500 yet this year, the Cowboys have. But I think Seattle at least keeps this one close, gives them a run for
their
money.
What's Seattle's record? Are they better than 500? It's a good. They're close.
I don't think they are. They're 6-5.
Six and five. All right. Well, the test is on then. Dallas has been dominant on the road too. I think I've bet against Dallas the last 3 weeks, and I've bet for Seattle the last 3 weeks. So you can imagine how that's going for me. I'm taking Seattle again. Give me Seattle in the points.
Both you guys took Seattle.
Yes.
Right. I am joining you. Mm-hmm. I am not laying more than a touchdown in the NFL. You guys know better than that. You got a team that's unpopular. One of the most unpopular teams right now to bet on. 20% of the tickets right now on Seattle. And might be leaning to that under here, too. A little bit of under action.
We all three agree on Seattle. Next game.
Thank you for playing along, Dennis. You're being a real team player. So is Skip Helton from KISS 96.9.
Skip Helton?
Why? Who am I thinking Skip Helton?
I don't know.
Skip Elliott.
Todd Helton?
Todd Helton. Skip Elliott. Next game, Chargers. Justin Herbert traveling to New England. We don't know who's starting for the Patriots yet. Could be Drew Bledsoe or Scott Zolak. Chargers.
Well, if Zolak's in, I'm changing my bet.
I am too. Chargers, 6-point favorites here. Total 40.5, Dylan.
It's going to be Bailey Zappe. He's listed in the fantasy app this week. So Bailey Zappe will be starting for the New England Patriots. I've taken the Patriots a lot lately, too. And do me a favor, everyone listening right now, do not bet this game. I don't care how great the urge is. Don't do it. But give me New England if I'm doing it. The Chargers are just too inconsistent.
I definitely agree with that. I think either Belichick's job is safe or Belichick already knows where he's going next year and there's going to be some kind of trade. I don't think Belichick gives a damn if he wins another game this year. I truly think they're tanking. But that being said, I'm going to take the Chargers in this game. I don't want to. Again, this is not a game I would bet. Both teams way too inconsistent.
Yep.
The Chargers traveling across the country, God, it's still stupid, but I'm going to take the Chargers.
Brad, tell us how you like the under.
Like the under, but I'm going to take the Patriots here. Both you guys took the Chargers?
I took the Patriots.
Oh, you took the Patriots.
I might change it now.
Oh, well, that's probably a good idea. Another unpopular bet, the Patriots, because everybody's, like you said, nobody's with the Patriots. They're all against them. See you, Skip.
Good night, Mr. Hilton.
We need to start shutting this door.
I know. I tried to ask Dylan over there, and he was like, huh, I'm wearing my hat to protect my bald head. Okay, give me the Patriots, plus the points in this one. Next game, Detroit Lions, Jared Goff. Derek Carr and the Saints in New Orleans. Lions a 4-point favorite, total 46. Beerman.
But Lions are a 4-point favorite?
Yes.
So this is a perfect example of the one gambling system that I have that I always preach. If a team gets embarrassed and they're a good team, they come out ready to go the next week. Detroit has had a handful of extra days to get ready for this, to stew on that loss. I'm going to take Detroit in this one. I'm going to take Detroit big.
Detroit's had 2 weeks where they didn't look very good. Jared Goff has been exposed a little bit and hasn't looked good with the ball in his hands. He's fumbling and he's throwing it away. Having said that, New Orleans offense has sputtered so many times this year. How can you take them in this game? And Detroit will rebound here. I'm taking the Lions and the points as well.
Both you guys took the Lions.
Yes. Thanks for paying attention.
Wrong again. Give me the Saints at home. The unpopular home dog. I'll take the Saints here in this one. Public totally against the Saints. Dylan, thanks for showing up and mailing this one in. We appreciate
it. You just mailed that pick in. Can you give us any kind of reason?
Unpopular. Nobody's betting on the Saints in this one.
Fade the public?
Fade the public. Total play here. This team was blown out.
Do you even know who's the quarterback for New Orleans?
Derek Carr.
Not this week.
Oh, and he's not.
Might be Jameis Winston.
Derek Carr starting. Would you like to put a dollar on this?
Yes.
It's all about gambling.
Darn right it is. And I don't back a loser, but especially when it comes to bets against you clowns.
I don't back a loser.
Next game. I'm glad that you're just showering us with enthusiasm over here, Dylan. Atlanta Falcons, Desmond Ridder against Tim Boyle of the New York Jets in New York. Falcons 3-point road favorite, total 34, Dylan.
That'd be the first place Atlanta Falcons, wouldn't it?
That would be. Yeah. That is correct.
Are they in a tie with the Saints, I believe? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm taking Atlanta in this game. The season is over for the Jets, even though Aaron Rodgers was back at practice today. The Jets just don't have what it takes. Tim Boyle is certainly not the answer. Trevor Siemian is not the answer, and we've already know about Zach Wilson. So give me the Falcons with a lot on the line. They'll show up.
I didn't hear what you said as far as the over-under goes, but before you tell me again, I love the under. This is going to be – both teams are going to be lucky to get to double digits. What is the over-under?
34.
Okay. I love the under. New York's defense is going to step up in a big way against a bad Atlanta team. They shouldn't be leading their division. Nobody in that division, though, is going to get to 500 before they make it to the playoffs. Give me the Jets in this game in a very low-scoring game.
You're going to take the Jets?
Yeah.
I am with you. I am taking the Jets after the Friday afternoon humiliation, a big blowout against the Dolphins at home. They're still home. Yeah, give me the dog off the blowout. Give me the Jets. Getting the 3, the key number here, at home in this one.
I'm stunned the Jets are getting points in this game.
Give me Jesse Bates in another 92-yard pick six.
Yeah.
That'll do it. Next game, Kenny Pickett at home. Money. And the Pittsburgh Steelers. 5.5-point home favorites over the Cardinals and Kyler Murray. Total 41, Beerman.
5.5. I don't like the fact that Arizona has to travel across the country, but they played a little bit better. They didn't play well against the Rams, but they at least have played a little bit better with Kyler Murray in there. You know, this is one of those games that Pittsburgh probably is going to find a way to win, but I think Arizona covers in this game.
No, Kyler Murray did not look good last week. They got beat by 20 points by the Rams.
I said not the Rams game, but since he's come back, they've at least had a little bit more energy there.
Well, I'm with you, though. I 5.5 points is too much for – I mean, yeah, okay, Matt Canada's gone, and the Pittsburgh offense looked better, but they still only scored 13 points against the Bengals defense that was on the field for 70, 80 plays? Come on, man. Pittsburgh is just – I'm sorry, man. I can't do it. Give me Arizona in the points all day.
Both you guys took Arizona?
Yep.
So will I. Give me Arizona. Dog after the blowout, again, just like the Jets. Arizona looked awful last week. I don't know what you're talking about here, man.
Yeah.
I think Arizona might win this game.
Again, I said against the Rams they didn't look good. Oh. I did find out after the fact, I don't think Arizona has beat Sean McVay yet.
Yes, there's some crazy numbers about him against the Rams.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Cardinals, getting the points on the road here. Steelers might be one of the luckiest teams in NFL history with the way they're going. Next game.
And when was the last time the Steelers faced a quarterback that was mobile?
Exactly.
I don't know that they have. I mean, think about all the quarterbacks they faced this year. I mean, Jake Browning. Who was it the week before that?
They have faced a lot of Thompson from the Browns.
Dorian Gray, Thompson the
Thompson the third.
Yeah.
Judge Smales, whatever.
They had Jordan Love. Before that, either Will Levis or
Will Levis.
Before that, it was Jacksonville. Before that, it was the Rams. Before that, the Ravens.
Yeah, and the Rams quarterback in that game was not Stafford.
It was Rippin.
They haven't faced any good quarterbacks. You watch. I mean, sprinkle a little bit of money on the line here for Arizona to win straight up.
Next game, Colts, Gardner Minshew. 1-point road favorites over Tennessee and Will Levis. How in the heck do you handicap this game, Dylan?
Jonathan Taylor is out for Indianapolis. We know that much. Both teams won last week, too. So it really comes down to which team is better. And right now, I don't think there's any question about that. Even though Gardner Minshew is back there, he's still the more seasoned quarterback when you put him side by side with Will Levis. Give me Indianapolis.
I'm with you on that one. I think you take the better quarterback in this one. Indy's playing some decent football. I think if the playoffs started right now, they'd be in. Either that or they're the last team out. Nonetheless, they have a lot to play for. I don't think Tennessee is playing for much of anything at this stage just to not get embarrassed. But if the spread's only one, yeah, give me the Colts.
I hate to agree. I'm going to take the Colts here too. Reverse line move in favor of the Colts. This line started last week. Tennessee was a 2.5-point home favorite. Now they're a 1-point home dog. Dog to favorite line move. We will always take the fave after they've been a dog and became a fave. Give us the Colts here. Yeah, lay the point at home, no problem. Reverse line move. Next
Shane,
game.
Shane Steichen is starting to turn into a pretty decent coach.
You think so?
Look what he's done with that team after Anthony Richardson went down. You know, I thought Richardson was playing great with him. You know, he kind of turns it around. You get Gardner Minshew, who's been on, what, 3 different teams now. And, you know, they're playing some decent football again. Like I said, they're either in the playoffs in the AFC.
They're the number 7 seed.
Okay, right, it's in the AFC. I mean, that's
– Well, Minshew's starting to get some rhythm, too.
Absolutely.
Is this more of a statement about Frank Reich from last year, though? Because he coached this team last year, and he's already been fired twice in the last 12 months.
I think it's more of a statement of Jeff Saturday.
I'm sure it is. Next game. Skip Elliott's Miami Dolphins. Traveling to Washington. A rematch of Super Bowl 17. To face Sam Howell in Washington. Tua for the Dolphins. 9.5 points. Dolphins are favored. Total 50.
Way too many points. Way too many points. Give me Washington in that game and Sam Howell. And Miami, I know they've rebounded in the second half in a lot of games recently, but they don't quite look the same team that they looked in the first half of the season. I just got some speculative doubt when it comes to Tua, who I love and who I love dearly. And I love his family, too. I love his little bald head. Give me Washington and the points.
You thought Washington would have caught a break here. They got to play on Thanksgiving, which means they get the little mini bye. But they have to go against a team who played the following day. Miami without much of a pass rush, which is what Washington no longer has after they got rid of their two rushers. They're not going to be able to get to Tua, and as long as Tyreek Hill and Mostert and those guys can run, I think it's another blowout game for Miami. They are beating up on the teams that are not very strong. I don't think Washington's very strong. It's a lot of points, but I'm taking the Dolphins right here.
Wrong again, beer man.
I knew you'd say that.
Washington off the big loss last week. We're going against a lot of teams that got blown out of the water last week.
Yeah, but here's my thing with when a team loses big, if they're not a good team, it's irrelevant. If it's a good team, a la Jacksonville, when they got beat a couple weeks ago by San Francisco. But if you're a bad team, you're going to get blown out a fair amount. That doesn't mean you're going to rebound nicely. You're just a bad team.
When I see a team that lost by 3 touchdowns or more the week before, that's a good spot to go on in the next week. That's just the NFL. And that's the history of the league, in terms of when you see, I got a little system here, dogs off a 21-point loss the previous week, they hit 56%.
Right again, Brad
years.
Taylor.
8-6 this year. That's 57%. Those are systems you'd find in the book. Side
so
hustle,
the week before the Cowboys, they lost by 12 to the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those where.
Who did they beat that was really what teams did they beat?
They beat the Patriots. They lost to the Giants twice. Oh, that's embarrassing. They beat the Falcons. They hung tight with the Eagles both times.
Yep.
They got crushed by the Bills.
Certain teams just play other teams well.
Yeah, they beat
that's
the Cardinals. They haven't really beat anybody. Like I said, I think Miami's picking on the little teams because they need to, because it doesn't look like they're beating the big teams. I just think Miami, you're talking 10 points, which I don't think is that much against the Commanders.
Did you say that's a scientific fact? Like they did in Anchorman.
And that's a fact.
Yeah.
That's a fact, Jack. Officer and gentlemen.
No, it's Stripes.
Anyway. Oh, it is Stripes. It is.
Yeah.
Stripes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What? Why is he here?
Still got the same actor,
next game,
right?
Interesting quarterback matchup. Just
going to next game your head.
Yeah, stewing your anger over there, Baldy. Next game. Takes one to know one. Russ Wilson.
You are an embarrassment to podcasts everywhere.
You're just an embarrassment. C.J. Stroud of the Texans, 3.5-point home favorites over Denver. How did this happen, beer man? Total 47.5.
Both teams are kind of rolling. I think Denver, they've won 5 in a row. Is that right?
Yes.
I think their defense is kind of stepping up in a big way. Offensively, outside of Cortland Sutton, Jerry Judy's not really performing that well. Their running back has been okay. You're going to give me Denver and more than a field goal. Yeah, I'll take that. Give me the Broncos to somewhat stay hot. Like I said, don't know if they're going to win, but it's going to be a close game.
Yeah, I like Denver too in this matchup. 5 games in a row. Russell Wilson has quietly put together a really nice season this year, much to everyone's surprise. Denver's defense has been up to the task the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. I just don't know how you – I mean, I know all the hype on C.J. Stroud, and he deserves it, but this is going to be a tighter game, I think, than what people think it is.
Well, coaching matchup, who would you take? Denver. Quarterback matchup, who would you take? I would think Denver. Although that one's probably potentially a push, but I'll take the coaching matchup.
It's debatable.
Yeah.
Hard to pick who's got the better running game, too, because the Houston running game has been pretty good these last couple of weeks. We certainly know that C.J. Stroud can take to the air, and he's got the better receivers right now. Although Courtland Sutton is a stud among studs.
Props to, I think his name's Tank Dell.
Tank Dell, yeah.
Oh, my. He's third-round choice, and he's having him a season.
Yep.
They're going to grow up nicely together, C.J. Stroud and Tank there. Go ahead.
I'm going to take the Broncos getting the 3.5 because, like you guys.
Because I said so?
Yes, because you said so. Give me the road dog coming off a bad season last year. I'll take the 3.5. If it wasn't for that hook, I might have to look at Houston, but the hook will bring you back, as somebody once told me.
John Popper.
Thank you.
I thought that was Blackbeard.
Next game.
Blackbeard's a delight.
Sex Panther. Baker Mayfield of the Bucks, 5.5-point home favorites over Carolina? What in the world is happening in the world? Dennis Dillon.
Baker Mayfield got injured in last week's game. He's got that ankle. He says he's going to play. I'm taking Carolina. I'm taking the points. I think Carolina's still got a little bit to play for. Plus, they got the dead cat coach bounce. So, not sure who's helming the team on the sidelines. Doesn't really matter. There's fresh blood and there's jobs to play for. Give me Carolina fighting hard in the first week with a new coach. And I think that's a little money line game to play there.
They had, you know, this is one of those where they said Frank Reich obviously wasn't in their future plans after this season. Although I don't feel like he got a fair shake. I don't think they would have got rid of him right here if he wasn't losing the team. This is going to be the emotional bounce back kind of game. So yeah, I'm with you on this one. I think you take Carolina right here as a potential money line game, but I'll definitely take the points in this one.
I'll take the points too, but I hate this game. I know you've got the Patrick Ewing theory with a new coach at Carolina, but you've also got an unpopular favorite in Tampa. More money is on Carolina here. That's what's killing me, that the public is backing Carolina. Makes you think, what's wrong with Tampa? Why is nobody taking them? Makes me want to take Tampa. I will stay far away from this game. I'll take Carolina just because they got a new coach and they're a divisional road dog. But, man, do I hate this.
I missed the notes. What's the line?
5.5.
Okay.
As a casual fan of the NFL, you know more about Carolina than you do Tampa Bay. Now, it's negative, but you still know more. You feel like you know more about Carolina as a team than you do about Tampa Bay because Tampa Bay is so passe right now. I mean, there's just nothing spectacular about that team anywhere.
I think they did a major disservice to Bryce Young in this game. So, obviously, you had Frank Reich. You got rid of him. You got rid of Josh McCown, his quarterback coach. There was another guy that they got rid of. So Bryce Young, in his first year, is now having to learn his second system. And chances are the coach that he's going to learn the second system from is not going to be there next year. So in the span of after his rookie year, he's having to learn his third system already. I think they should have at least wrote it out the rest of the year with Frank Reich. But they didn't give him a shot, which I don't really love, but that's neither here nor there.
I think Bryce Young goes rogue this week. I don't think there's going to be – I mean, I think they play the game that Bryce Young wants to play this week. New coach is going to step in and say, what you got, kid?
Street football almost in this one.
And trust me, that kid has a lot to play for.
Draw it up in the sand.
He has been beaten, you know, up one side and down the other all season long.
Most interesting game on the board.
What's the over-under in the Carolina game, by the way?
That total is
37. Yeah, that's a good under.
You think so?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I
Carolina's defense has quietly been pretty good, I think, this season.
I don't know. I don't know that I would lean under in that game. If it's going to be street football, I almost feel like it's going to go back and forth a little bit.
I love the under in this game.
Do you really? Okay. I would probably stay away from it, but I'd only because I would feel uncomfortable taking the under in that game.
It's a Dylan Godet windy under potential as well, according to my weather bureau. My people in Tampa are reporting.
From the National Weather Service.
Let's go now live to Tampa, where Dylan Godet's brother, Brody Godet is standing by.
I swear, if you fall out of that chair,
I'm going to laugh.
Now, I'm not going to laugh now. I'm just going to
It's a broken chair,
out.
But...
Well, somebody sits in that chair every day.
I sit in this chair every week. This is the first week it's broken.
Okay. Well...
Are we going to argue?
Next game. Most kids. Interesting game on the board.
Woo!
San Francisco 49ers and Brock Purdy. 2.5, some places 3-point road favorites against a team with one loss on the year, the Philadelphia Eagles. How is this going to happen? Total here is 47.5, Beerman.
All right, you said 2.5, some places 3. What line are we
going
with?
We're
going
2.5 consensus right here.
All right, we're going with the 2.5. I think there's a reason San Francisco's favored in this game. Philadelphia has had a great season. I think these two are going to match up again in the NFC Championship game. But San Francisco's got a little payback right here. Give me the Niners in a big way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Philadelphia has not – they've looked great.
They've looked like they're winning.
On one side
of
the paper.
But I don't know that they've looked great.
So when you turn the page and you look at the other side where they've had to come back, come from behind, where they've not been as dominant as they were last year, San Francisco healthy right now, the better defense, the better offense, the bigger marquee names. Yeah, I think this is kind of a no-brainer almost. Maybe one of my best picks of the week.
One of my most respected gamblers that I know put money on Brock Purdy to win the MVP last week at 18-1. I think those odds have improved a little bit. Well, gotten lower, have improved for him since then. But this is a spot where the desert is begging you to take the Eagles. It's one of those fishy lines like we see in college basketball sometimes. So conventional wisdom would say take the Niners here. I'm going to go with the Eagles as an unpopular home dog. When have you seen the public against a team that's 10-1 like this? Because the public is all over San Francisco here. So it makes you wonder if this line is in favor of San Fran and the public is all over San Fran. I'll take the points here with that inflated line that went up towards the Eagles. Give me the Niners. Or give me the
Eagles.
You
think it's going to go to 3, 3.5?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
3.5?
It'll go to 3 for sure. In all places.
3 I'd be fine with. 3.5 I would probably stay away, but I love San Francisco in this game at 2.5.
If it's 3.5, I'm taking Philadelphia probably.
I would probably stay away at that stage. If you were to say, okay, one of these teams blows out the other one, who do you think blows out who?
San Fran blows them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am. If the Eagles win, I think it's close. If San Francisco wins, it could go either way. If it goes to 3.5, I'll stay away. At 2.5, I'm all over San Francisco. At 3, I'm not nervous.
I'm writing all this down.
Yep.
3.5, take this team. 3, take nobody. Okay. Next game.
Got it.
Whew. Cleveland. We don't know who the quarterback is for them this week. Matt Stafford for the Rams. Rams, a 3.5-point home favorite. 40's your total, Dylan.
God. I'm taking Cleveland at home, off the loss. Better defense, although Myles Garrett had his arm in a sling.
Last I heard, he's probably out for the year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to catch up this week. I don't know, man. Something just says Cleveland here. Is it 3.5?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, give me Cleveland.
Cleveland stayed out.
Is it Joe Flacco quarterbacking now?
He's on the team.
Yeah.
We don't know who's going to quarterback this week yet.
Yeah.
So it could be anybody.
Did I hear that Cleveland stayed out on the West Coast?
I think they did.
I feel like they did. So that part is irrelevant. But if Myles Garrett's out, you don't know who your quarterback is in Cleveland. If it's Joe Flacco, I love the Rams right here. Stafford is for sure playing.
Yes.
Then give me the Rams in this game. He's got, you know, a great running back right now. He's still got two solid receivers, and one of them is not named Cooper Kupp. So give me the Rams right here.
I think the Rams are better right now without Cooper Kupp. From the numbers I've seen, they're better when he doesn't play. Browns coming off a big blowout loss last week. I'll take the Browns getting that hook at 3.5 out in L.A. next week. Also, a not very popular pick are the Browns.
Wait, is it Cleveland in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Cleveland's getting the 3.5. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I like Cleveland.
Next game. Let's go to Sunday Night Football. It is the Chiefs, America's team. Patrick Mahomes, 6-point road favorites against the Packers, and Jordan Love, 42 total, Beer Man.
Six and a half.
Six.
Sorry.
It was 6.5.
Taking notes as we go along. Jordan Love starting to find a little bit of rhythm. Kansas City is not really blowing out anybody. I mean, they scored 31 against the Raiders, but that could be the most points that they've scored in several weeks. I'll take Kansas City to definitely win this game, but I'm going to take Green Bay to cover right here.
Do it, Dennis. You love the Chiefs.
Yeah, give me the Chiefs.
You're going to take the Chiefs?
Yeah, taking the Chiefs. Jordan Love is starting to figure some things out, but that Kansas City defense is pretty good. And I know they're missing one of their linebackers, but, man, I'm tired of betting against Kansas City. I'd rather bet Kansas City and lose than bet Green Bay and lose.
Well,
that's where I'm at.
I like on this one that Green Bay had a couple extra days. You know, Detroit had a pretty decent defense going into that game, and Green Bay put up 29 on them. So it's the couple extra days is why I think this one's going to be a little closer.
Look out for the cold weather at Green Bay in this one. Might be a little chilly Sunday night. I hate this game from point spread. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Packers, but I don't feel good about it.
Yeah.
I'd look to take the under here, take
with
anything.
You.
Monday night, the Cincinnati Bengals. Jake Browning fever against Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. A month ago, the Bengals would have been favored in this game. Today, they're an 8.5-point underdog. Total 38, Dylan.
You know, this game looks so good on paper when they put these schedules together for Monday Night Football at the beginning of this year.
Yeah.
Two number one pick draft picks back to, you know, facing each other again. I think this would have been the second or third time, I think, that these two quarterbacks would have faced each other. But it's not happening, so I digress. The last time Joe Mixon rushed for only 16 yards was 4 years ago, and that was against Jacksonville. Give me the Jags, man. And I'm not sad about it either. As a lifelong Bengals fan, let's just lose as many games as we can. So give me the Jags. They're just in a better place right now. The Bengals defense will get worn out again next week. Jake Browning will have trouble getting first downs. And, Jags.
What's the over-under on this one?
The total is a robust 38.
Okay. Jake Browning doesn't want to use his legs. He doesn't want to. He could have last week. He didn't want to. He's afraid to
throw. He's a pocket passer.
He's a pocket passer. Tries to be. But he
can. Pro style.
But he can run. But he's trying to be a pocket passer. You know, if he's going to make any name for himself, he needs to just get outside the box, outside the pocket, and just go do something. Make something happen, for crying out loud. Kid's scared to do it. And he won't throw the ball downfield either. And the only reason that game Sunday was close was because of two tipped passes that Ja'Marr Chase
Impressive. Those were impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, that shows you that kid is.
But they should have been intercepted.
I don't know about intercepted, but they easily were incompletions. That Ja'Marr Chase stayed with the play, you know, really went out of his way to get a ball there. Props to him. He is stepping up as a huge leader on this team. The problem is, like you said, Jake Browning is not going to be able to score a lot of points. Cincinnati's defense is probably going to be out on the field again a lot longer than they need
to. That's what
I said. It probably is going to fall to the under, but this could easily be a 21-8 game, which means Jacksonville covers this one, and it's a big number. But, yeah, give me the Jags, unfortunately, just because, you know, no Joe Burrow.
And yes, Brad, we both said Jags.
Wrong again. Give me you're tired, you're poor, you're weak. Give me the team that has no chance at a quarterback that doesn't have anything to go on. Unpopular.
First
road game. You name
it. Ooh, Rogaine. There's something for you.
Yeah. My mom got me a Rogaine coupon for Christmas one year. That's a true story.
A Rogaine coupon?
This was in the 90s. He got me a Rogaine coupon for Christmas.
Wow. Miss Judy, beer man talking to you. How about a wig this year?
How about we just cut to the chase?
Let's toupe.
Get him a toupe.
I'm taking the Bengals just to spite you. There you have it, folks. Our picks for week 13 of the NFL season. Denver Dylan has mailed this one in. He got a roll of stamps.
I did not.
Oh, yes, you did. You mailed it. Your attitude is awful. Beer Man and I showed up to play.
God, you are like a scorned teach, a bad scorned, badly scorned old hag of a teacher.
Are you Yosemite Sam you're over just, there? Who are you?
You're just turning. You look like a poached egg.
You look like a, an egg.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to shoot you in the ovaries with my BB gun.
Straight for the baby maker. Best bets for week 13. Does anybody want to go first?
I've got mine ready to go already.
Then go.
I'm going to take Denver. I'm going to take Detroit -4 against New Orleans. I'm going to take the Jets +3 against Atlanta. I do have Denver +3.5 against Houston. Carolina +5.5 against Tampa Bay. And San Francisco -2.5 against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Ooh, I like how you say San Francisco. San Francisco.
Rice Aroni, San Francisco treat.
That's from the movie Elf. Oh. That you've probably never seen because you have...
You're right. I don't like the holidays.
A heart the size of a peanut.
My dog's name is Peanut.
Best bets.
Best bets.
He's a big boy.
Arizona, maybe on the money line. Carolina, with a little juice on the money line.
Wrong.
Detroit.
Wrong.
Washington.
Okay.
And Seattle.
I will take Seattle. Thursday night.
Wrong.
I will take the Saints getting points on Sunday.
I just wronged you.
Both of us.
I just wronged you on one that I picked. Wrong.
I'll take the Denver Broncos getting the points in Houston.
This is the sound of me scratching out my best picks.
I will take the Arizona Cardinals getting the points in Pittsburgh. I'll take the Colts laying one in Tennessee.
They can't all be best
bets.
Yes,
they can. I'll take the Jets.
What else
does
a man who hates the holidays do this time of year?
I'm taking the Patriots getting the 6. I'm taking the Commanders getting the 9.5. Good God.
You haven't said San Francisco.
Wait a minute. Ooh, yeah. Wait a minute. New England game earlier, let's flash back in the show. I will not touch this game. I hate this game.
I changed my mind.
It's one of my best bets.
Browns getting 3.5.
He's not done, beer man.
Eagles getting 2.5. And the Bengals to shove it up your butts. Those are your best bets for week 13.
So for those of you listening, he has no opinion on Carolina or Green Bay. That's it.
And I'm the one who phoned it in.
Yeah. I didn't phone this. I picked every game as a best bet. What are you talking about?
Several games you're like, I'm not touching this game. But it's one of my best bets of the week.
You're darn right it is. We can change our minds and look at sharp numbers. That's right, folks. I am doing this because I love to gamble.
Hey, we had a come to Jesus meeting a few weeks back.
I didn't mail this one in.
It lasted for 2 weeks, and now every game's a best bet.
Darn right it's a best bet.
Well,
why shouldn't it be a best bet?
After the come to Jesus meeting, we all collectively had like 4 wins last week.
Well,
I need to leave Jesus. I need to leave Jesus meeting.
You already have. You don't believe in the holidays.
No, you watch yourself. I do believe in the holidays. I just, my family situation is just not very good.
I'll bet you don't believe in Santa Claus either.
I never believed in Santa Claus. I was told as a little 4-year-old that Santa Claus was not real. That's a true story.
Did Santa Claus bring you a coupon?
Son, you're not getting anything this year. Santa doesn't exist and you need to work on the farm.
That's basically what I was told. I'm not kidding.
Now, go place this bet at the Red Mile for me.
That's true. Boy.
Boy.
If I messed up a bet of his too, boy, you talk about.
You're going to have to wait in the car as we walk into the Seminole Casino, and we'll be back with you shortly. By the way, it's Merry Christmas.
Anyway, that's it. Anything else? We don't have anything else. By the way,
this could be the shortest podcast we've ever had.
It's the best one, too. I have a feeling we're going to have winners.
Mine, my best one.
My podcast.
Put up a good effort. Yours is terrible.
I'm Dead Air Dennis.
I do have a farting shot.
Oh, yes, farting shots.
The Bears won on Monday Night Football.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
I was going to say.
And an under. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think the Minnesota defense has given up a touchdown in the last 2 weeks. They didn't give one up to Chicago. Chicago wins a game on field goals. Our friend Jason Phillips had a $5 bet that was going to pay $450 if nobody scored a touchdown in that game.
Oh, Minnesota scored that one late.
T.J. Hawkinson.
Hawkinson, yeah.
Yeah. But Minnesota played Denver the week before. They won. Denver won on field goals.
Really?
Yes. No. I'm wrong. That's right. There was a Courtland Sutton caught the game-ending touchdown. Yeah.
Compelling and rich.
Trying to go back to the gambling there.
That's it for week 13 in the NFL. The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, courtesy of Brad Taylor from 1300 ESPN Radio in Lexington. Beer Man and Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1. Happy holidays to everyone and happy December.
Yeah. Still November here.
Hey, Brad, you want to meet me over at the track for a little Christmas celebration?
On Christmas Eve?
Got you some coupons.
You do?
So, yeah.
Buy one, get one? BOGO?
Courtland Sutton with a minute left to go in that game. Yeah. Wow.
Is that your last farting shot, Beer Man? Do you have any more farting shots?
Yeah, here's where I'm disgruntled. Let's talk about the Bears.
So close to being done.
So close.
Why do we want to talk about
them?
Who cares about the
Detroit
Bears?
They should have beat Denver. We should only be a game out.
Well, you know, the NFL is full of should have been, could have been, would have been.
I'm well aware.
Okay, so why even?
They're due. Good reason to bet on them.
You can't be up on somebody 20-something points and lose.
He's happy his team won.
You know
it's
what?
It's called draft picks.
Anything
you're
right. Non-Chicago Bears farting shots?
Nope.
I got nothing else.
Of course you don't. You can't live outside the box for a minute. Take it away, Dylan.
God bless us each and every one. That's NFL Week 13 from the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, live from Lexington, Kentucky. It was a Beer Man, Brad.
Hey, buddies.
Thanks so much for listening. And until the next time, as always,
Merry Christmas.
What was that?
I'm working on my Screech Owl impersonation.
May the winners be yours.
Happy holidays.
Ho. Ho.
Who gets the last word?
Ho.
3, 2, 1.
Ho. 0.